Today's story, ex-journalist Hillary Elizabeth Sargent is unmasked as a member of the infamous Anonymous Comrade Collective. This article was originally published on December 15, 2022. It has been updated to include new information, context, and updates after their removal from ex-Twitter in March of 2024. Roslindale, Massachusetts, the identity of a key member behind the prolific Antifa doxing blog, the Anonymous Comrade Collective, has finally been revealed. Thanks to the combined efforts of a team of counter-extremist researchers and data submitted by a confidential informant, the Justice Report was able to independently verify that a user behind the infamous handle is disgraced former Boston Globe journalist Hillary Elizabeth Sargent of Roslindale, Massachusetts. Sargent, a licensed Massachusetts private investigator and a marketing analyst for the temp hiring company Kelly's Services, regularly engaged in behavior unbecoming of either position. Known as doxing, Sargent would use the Anon-Commie pseudonym to insult, slander, and release, in detail, the private information of ordinary citizens who simply exercise their First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Some examples of her morally reprehensible handiwork include harassing and intimidating a pregnant woman in her third trimester, waiting to dox an underage girl in Kentucky until the day of her 18th birthday, and threatening the livelihood of a low-income worker employed at Family Dollar. At one point, after she was confronted with the obituary of a right-wing activist, Hillary Sargent ghoulishly commented via Anon-Commie, "One down." By uncovering places of employment and preening through social media for family ties, Sargent would coordinate raids and targeted harassment campaigns alongside many other high-profile Antifa accounts in order to get targets fired from their jobs. Additionally, her doxes were specifically crafted to destroy personal relationships, sow division within political organizations, and generally make life miserable for those with whom she disagreed politically. Sargent, under the Anon-Commie moniker, purposely planned doxing sprees around the holiday season, adding undue stress and economic precarity to her perceived enemies during Christmas. She proudly called these events Doxmas and bragged about them on a year-to-year basis. Despite an increasingly hostile environment for citizen journalism, said Anon-Commie in a December 2022 Twitter post, "We are planning to squeeze in a few spicy new reports before the holidays. Doxmas is our favorite season of the year. Put Cyberbullying Monday on the calendar," she continued. To make matters worse, Sargent's long-lasting Anon-Commie account was actually practicing ban evasion, which according to Twitter's terms of service, disqualified it from being used. The anti-white extremist database Antifa Watch alleged that Anon-Commie's original account had already been banned once before after it had maliciously posted the real-life addresses of several of its targets to an audience of anarchist thugs. Despite this, Sargent would use the apparently illegal account to publish dozens of dox reports and other foul tweets while actively working a day job at Kelly's Services. Simply put, her online hate was being paid for with company time. The fruits of her unfettered anti-white extremism, when combined with powerful public records databases like LexisNexis, available to human resources employees and private investigators like Sargent, would go on to be sourced by public-facing journalists at the Southern Poverty Law Center, Vice News, and other leftist media outlets eager to cash in on reports regarding the rise of right-wing extremism in the United States. What was long speculated in the dissident community was now confirmed: that there exists a veritable information laundering ring, with Sargent and a team of anonymous Antifa doing the lion's share of unethical doxing, allowing journalists to formulate career-killing articles against innocent people, and proliferating them around the world. Of course, all of this could only have been made possible by the unethically gathered information first published by Sargent and her Anon-Commie's prolific blog and Twitter posts. The Justice Report's team of in-house counter-extremism researchers had long suspected Sargent of being a formative member of the Anon-Commie doxing ring. A disgraced ex-journalist for various publications, including the Boston Globe and left-wing extremist site The Informant, once made a name for herself on Twitter by covering the emergent alt-right movement in the wake of President Donald Trump's electoral success. Her fame culminated with a series of articles breathlessly covering the life of right-wing influencer Christopher Cantwell, after an arrest by the FBI. Then in the early 2020s, seemingly overnight, Hillary Sargent went semi-inactive, no longer tweeting original content on her main account Lil Sarge. The account, which had accumulated a massive collection of over 7,000 tweets made since 2009, went dormant, only retweeting or liking other tweets made by similar left-wing journalists, activists, and names popular in the anti-white extremism movement, commonly referred to as Antifa. While taking a step back from social media is not exactly breaking news, what was curious was the rise of a new Twitter account that had entered the anti-fascist scene, which appeared to fill the void in Sargent's absence. Enter the Anonymous Comrade Collective, an account that posits itself as a group of left-wing citizen journalists, which quickly began to dox, harass, and intimidate nationalists, America First conservatives, Southern secessionists, First Amendment-protected protesters, legitimate businesses, and working-class families. At the time of this article, the blog, which serves as an archive of private information, photographs, public records, and residential information, had collected the identities of dozens of private citizens. Many of the articles found on the blog openly encourage readers to call in and register a complaint with their target's employers, and, in some cases, even supply telephone numbers and emails for readers to get started. The long list of politically and racially motivated targets, chosen by Anon Kami, included those with significant prominence, fame, or influence in their respective political spheres. The first of these doxes, interestingly enough, were individuals who had regularly engaged with Sargent's former obsession, Christopher Cantwell. To add to these growing suspicions, Anon Kami's tweets and blog posts often read like a direct mirror to the inactive Lil Sarge, complete with a similar writing style, left-wing vernacular, and a tendency to use expletives and all-caps lettering to evoke an emphasis. Another trait that appeared similar between the two supposedly different Twitter users was their braggadocious, overly confident demeanor. The account, as a rule, always ensures it has the last word in any interaction. The headstrong demands, quips, and emoji-laden attempts at humor were so similar, it appeared to be a foregone conclusion. Regardless, Sargent's intimate involvement in the seedy online research class of the Antifa movement was an open secret. When doxing pioneer Christian Xo, aka Anti-Fash Gordon, was outed as a notorious sex pest and abuser by fellow activists, Sargent, along with other top-billed Antifa like Christopher Goad, Nick Martin, and Talia Ben-Ora, drew heat from the greater anarchist scene for refusing to disavow him. To people like Sargent, Xu's skills as a doxer of private citizens were too great a gift. Together, they would be referred to as a trash network by more principled on-the-ground activists. Despite her highly online devotion to the Antifa movement, however, faith in Sargent did not appear reciprocal. According to a November 6, 2021 post made by Xo himself, Sargent was considered unqualified to cover the far right in certain Antifa circles and was even accused of collaborating with police. This begs the question, if Hillary Sargent is not involved with anti-fascism, why is her name constantly evoked alongside the movement's top players? Christian Xu's behavior is contemptible at best and should be treated as no different than a snitch, infiltrator, or collaborator, asserted Portland-based anarchist Nobonzo in a November 2021 Twitter post. The same goes for all those who have continued to support him: Goad, Harper, Sargent, Jane, Jadid, and all the rest of their trash network. The infighting would later amount to a major cataclysm in the anti-fascist scene, only worsened by a high-stakes lawsuit between Xu, Daryl Lamont Jenkins' Torch Antifa Network, and a New Jersey activist who was terminated after being doxxed for his pro-white views. Internecine fighting surrounding the Xu question would inadvertently unmask its going-down columnist, Goth Bot Alice, whose real name is Heidi K. Leitenberger of Denver, Colorado, as a supporter and potential ex-lover of Xo. While Sargent's ties and previous life were suspicious, the evidence was circumstantial. But Justice Report counter-extremism researchers, armed with a leaked IP address, believed they finally had enough to test the theory and determine whether the long-suspected identity of one of the anonymous Comrade Collective's worst offenders was correct. Thanks to a tip submitted by a protected source in the IT industry, the Justice Report was able to track a verified Comcast Xfinity residential IP address of a non-commie to a physical location in Burlington, Massachusetts. The source, whose identity will remain anonymous out of fears of personal safety, was able to scrape the IP belonging to the account after a series of posts were uploaded in 2022. The address that they provided was 6630-2234, which can be traced to a very specific 2-mile radius around the city of Burlington, Massachusetts. After speaking to an independent IT professional, we concluded that the Comcast Xfinity IP address could not have been spoofed by a VPN service. This means whoever was posting under a non-commie did so with a direct connection to the internet, and likely to one of the area's many Comcast Xfinity public Wi-Fi hotspots. Coincidentally, a building in the area, 100 District Avenue in Burlington, had one such public Wi-Fi hotspot operating directly inside of it, evidenced by an online map maintained by the service provider. The address was also home to a Kelly's Services corporate office, 100 District Avenue, Suite 103, the very same company that Hillary Sargent admitted to working for in her now-deleted LinkedIn page. Our investigation began by confirming Hillary Sargent's current place of employment. Per the Experience page, Sargent openly flaunts her position as a strategic marketing insights consultant for Kelly's Services, a career she began in 2020. Interestingly enough, she also bills herself as a licensed private investigator and researcher, credentials that would prove invaluable in the world of open-source human intelligence and malicious online doxing. A quick search on Google Maps revealed that Kelly's Services at one point operated a North Boston office in Burlington. However, it closed due to COVID and switched to a work-from-home setting. Roughly the same time we obtained our anonymous tip, counter-extremist researchers needed to confirm that Hillary Sargent was still employed at Kelly's Services at the time the IP was obtained to prove a link between the anon-commie account and Sargent herself. The Justice Report did this by contacting the company directly and quickly confirmed with several employees, including some HR managers, that Hillary Sargent was indeed still employed and, in fact, retained the same position as listed on her LinkedIn profile. Through a few more communications, we were able to obtain Sargent's internal email address, position, and even a rundown of employee benefits, up to 4 weeks of PTO, 4 mental health days, a chance to join so-called alliance groups, and the company's new push for better diversity, equity, and inclusion. It was also confirmed via telephone that Sargent had been working in the Burlington office when the IP address was scraped, officially confirming what many had already believed. Once researchers publicly confronted a non-commie on X Twitter with this information, a curious development happened. A non-commie's usual hubris was gone. Instead, the Justice Report researcher was blocked immediately. Simultaneously, Sargent's personal Twitter account, Lil Sarge, which had thousands of tweets and engagements since its creation in 2009, had suddenly changed its profile picture to a black field and began to frantically scrub many of its tweets and likes from the platform, including likes she had made to her own posts on the anon-commie account. The Justice Report then contacted Hillary Sargent directly regarding her ties to anti-white extremism. She denied any involvement, but did admit to following multiple anti-fascist accounts on Twitter. The rash decision to scrub a years-long social media account in what appeared to be a desperate act of self-censorship came off as an admission of guilt. It was settled. Sargent was sweating, and our counter-extremist team had all it needed to go public with the discovery. Hillary Sargent, the blue-blooded daughter of clinical psychologist Susan Pickman Sargent and architectural firm founder Fitzwilliam Sargent, grew up in a version of the United States that is completely alien to most everyday people. Having a distant relative in the renowned English landscape painter John Singer Sargent and swindler and con man Joseph Charles Van Ostel, Hillary found herself a part of an elite liberal New England aristocracy that was able to tap into a vast network of wealth, influence, and a life of abject privilege. Alongside her brother George Sargent, the now CEO of Arnold Advertising, Hillary would quickly adopt a political worldview that would keep her well-rooted in the upper crust of American society. By gaining praise and prestige, by advancing anti-white hatred online while politically oppressing white members of the lower class. Having attended the illustrious Milton Academy, whose alumni include Robert F. Kennedy and Anglo-American poet T.S. Eliot, Sargent would later be accepted into Boston College, where her studies would soon propel her into a career in journalism. From 1998 to 1999, she worked at the Boston Globe newspaper as an assistant, then as an intern, and eventually ascended to a senior editor in 2014. At one point, she falsely accused her lead editor, Brian McGrory, of sexual harassment. The accusation came amid the height of the Me Too movement, but because Sargent had refused to give up text messages and communications to investigators, McGrory was cleared of any wrongdoing. In his honor, January 26th would be officially declared Brian McGrory Day by Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. Sargent was also the brainchild behind the infographic website ChartGirl, which tracked mainstream political stories, public figures, and events. Her gimmick involved making the finer details of these stories more easily consumable by the greater public in the form of stylized charts. The creation of such a site proved to be a grim foreshadowing of her future role as a salacious, leftist spymaster. Switching gears from mainstream topics to focus instead on the private lives of American citizens exclusively for their race and political beliefs. In 2009, Hillary married Joseph Ramadei, a Cornell graduate and lawyer, at an interfaith wedding ordained by Rabbi Mark Newton and officiated at the Harvard Club of Boston. Together, they would have a son, Dash. The marriage ultimately failed, however, and eventually, they would divorce. Ramadei would gain custody of their son, as well as their lavish suburban home, forcing Hillary Sargent to seek living arrangements in her current neighborhood of Roslindale, Massachusetts. It's interesting to note that despite having come from such a prominent background and with access to near limitless opportunity, she chose the handle Anonymous Comrade, or Anoncommy, to masquerade as a communist member of the downtrodden workers that most Antifa claim to represent. According to one former victim of Sargent's malicious doxing, who was willing to speak on the record with the Justice Report, the irony is palpable. Imagine one of your distant ancestors is Sargent, the painter, and you're a dog mom who spends all day on Twitter, they said. It's unknown what lies in store for Hillary Elizabeth Sargent of Roslindale, Massachusetts, or the Anoncommy Twitter account a blog site, but the Justice Report will provide updates as they become available. The following portion of the article is an update, penned after the alleged doxing of Stone Toss and Anoncommy's removal from X/Twitter. In the nearly 2 years since counter-extremism researchers exposed Hillary Sargent's involvement in the Anonymous Comrade Collective, some Antifa accounts have loudly closed ranks around Sargent and aggressively peddled misinformation and lies about the story. In an attempt to intimidate and gaslight journalists into taking the story down, many alluded to an impending lawsuit for misidentifying Sargent, calling it a fail dox. Despite the threats, which were quickly dismissed, no lawsuit ever came. Instead, lengthy Twitter threads were formed, which appeared to accomplish little but give air to the story and ensure it was seen by thousands of viewers all over the world. In response, those in the nationalist community pointed to the obvious Antifa-Sargent connection and accurately called out their denunciations as additional proof she was involved. The tiny community of people, maybe 10 or 15 of them, still interested in racially targeting white activists for doxing and harassment are the only people spilling their spaghetti on Twitter, denying the Sargent article, said white civil rights activist Mike Painovich on Telegram. They're inventing elaborate copes and crying. If she's not connected to these people, why are they the only people caping for her and revealing they have personal contact? He continued, they are telling several lies. Undeterred, Sargent would continue with doxing, attacking the character of dozens of individuals for the greater part of the last 2 years. Some of her work, however, would fail to earn her the attention or respect of mainstream journalists she hoped to court with her research. In January of 2023, Axios retracted a story about dissident homeschool, which had sourced Sargent's Anon Commie account as the ones behind an alleged doxing of two Ohio-based parents and their kids. The move would cast doubts on the accuracy of their reporting going forward. Then in 2024, after Sargent's Anon Commie account allegedly doxed the beloved right-wing cartoonist Stone Toss, the veracity of her anti-fascist research once again came into question. The left-leaning Daily Dot, which had reported on Sargent Stone Toss' discovery, did not mention the subject's name and appeared to openly criticize her details. Adding fuel to the fire, one of her posts in the alleged docs of Stone Toss was a community note from Twitter, a feature that allows users to refute fake news and misinformation from ill-informed pages, a veritable death sentence for an anti-fascist researcher. Then, on March 14th, Sargent's Anon Commie account was finally removed from the platform, with Elon Musk appearing to uphold a site-wide doxing ban he had promised earlier in the year. The ban would be precipitated by locking and banning dozens of other Antifa-related accounts that mentioned Stone Toss's alleged identity in protest. It is currently unknown if these bans will continue or how many of them will remain permanent. Self-proclaimed anti-fascists have long pretended to fight on behalf of the common man, only to be exposed as federal informants, capitalists, unhinged pedophiles, members of a trust fund elite, or common street thugs. In June, an Antifa radio host was arrested for the trafficking and rape of a Canadian child south of Portland, Oregon. In 2020, a heavily armed anti-fascist terrorist and self-professed member of the anti-white extremist militia, the Puget Sound John Brown Gun Club, committed an infamous firebombing attack in Tacoma, Washington, to advocate for open borders and mass immigration. While police justifiably shot and killed the gunman, the attacker, 69-year-old Willem Van Spronsen, would become a martyr in the name of militant anti-fascism. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world.